Yeah. Boys know what time it is, man. Boys already know.
Suck it up, fellas. It is, man. Point, baby. It ain't no but halftime. I had time to break this huddle. Ready, break. Big up. It's that boy Jovial Joe once again. Got my esteemed coaches plus one in the building for Supreme Roundup. We got Coach Philly Phil. What's up, Coach?
What's poppin', baby? H-Town, stay down.
Gonna stay down. Coach McNeil, what up, babe?
What's good, fellas?
From two-time Madden 20 Supreme Champion, BA of the Cowboys. What's going on, Coach? Coach in here, we're going to go ahead and come up. So let's get on with some of these gamer huddle rankings. Coach, what we got on the line as far as how these rankings look so far? I know you and those Patriots looking real nice.
Yeah, man. I think what, I think Keon was offline, so he couldn't give you the prime rankings. So it's kind of like, you know, whenever they post the rankings, you got the two different ones in NCAA. You got two different types. So the prime rankings ain't gonna get listed today, but we're gonna roll with these gamer huddle listings, man. We got number one, we got them Pats holding it down at undefeated 9-0. We got the Saints at 8-1, Chiefs at 8-1, Buccaneers at 8-1, Browns at 7-1. They should fall. 49ers at 7-2, Redskins 6-2, Broncos at 5-4, Cowboys at 6-3, Titans at 5-4, and the Bears 5-4.
And up one today as well. So it's been an interesting day thus far. Let's talk about some of those results that are going to make those rankings shift, fellas. What stuck out to you today, McNeil, and as far as the upsets or just the results that are going to change those rankings specifically?
Well, again, the Browns are top five, but they just dropped. They just took another L to the Ravens, so that's two losses back to back for those Browns in this organization. Last week versus the Bengals, which yep. I called that one. He's a pretty good user, man. He's in Ultimate, man, and I believe he was in the Super Bowl last year. So I figured he would be a good competition in the great league. So that will shake up. Obviously, that'll shake up the rankings, and then I know that the Cowboys definitely are going to climb up after beating the Dolphins. But other than that, I don't think much will change in that top 10. Right?
Most definitely. What about you, Coach Yamp City?
Man, I think they look good, you know. Some of these games, I don't think too much surprised me, except for that Browns and Ravens game, but you know that's the kind of thing that happens when you're playing against a divisional opponent that you see so often. You know, some guys start to get familiar with what you like to do, some of your plays and things like that, and some of your scheme, and then before you know it, you know they kind of know what you want to do on 3rd and 15. Whenever that comes about,
so, situational football.
Exactly. So sometimes when you're playing against that divisional, you know, opponent, you got to switch some things up. If you don't switch some things up, they're pretty, you know, used to it and can't yeah. know what to expect. But outside of that game, man, I think that a lot of the other games were I probably would have called them all. The only game I said would have been close, but I still would have took the Bucks in that Bucks and Titans game, which was a good one. It was a nail biter. But like I said, that's just how the cookie crumble in this Madden, man. It's some guys who have changed their games and their schemes to be, you know, heavy run guys. But when you run up against a guy who is an actual heavy run guy who's been doing this heavy run shit for multiple Maddens, 9 times out of 10, they the ones that's going to, you know, be the victor.
Go big, go big.
Exactly. Whenever it comes down to that. So, like I said, that was a big win. I would have took the Bucks in that. But Titans stayed pretty close, man. So, that still was a good game. I did see while I was playing, I saw that the Eagles was playing the Rams. Coach, why don't you tell me what happened in that game? I didn't get to catch.
Y'all jump out on my division mates, man. Talk to us about that one, Coach.
Man, we just we played a good first half of football, and second half we just really stunk it up. And I don't think we put any points on the board in the second half, and ended up losing that one, man. So we let that one slip away from us, and I guess we forgot that that was the Super Bowl champ, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, we let that one slip away from us, man. Those are. You know, reasons why we're not able to advance and get into the playoffs is because we don't completely lock in for an entire game. And so we just have to put that one behind us and bounce back.
Salute, coach. Hey, ain't too many going to get themselves straight. So, hey, get your field house in order. We done all been there. So, the boys got some work to do all across the board. Everybody does. So
That's going to be an interesting one for me, man. I'm going to go check out the box score. I'm gonna go check out the box score in that one. Like I said, I didn't get to catch that game. All I saw was in the thread. Somebody said that Lamar got hurt or he was down or something like that. So,
yeah. Would you know how long he hurt for? By the way,
I'm not sure, man. I honestly, after the game was over, I cut off my damn fucking PS4 and got the fuck up out of here. So,
hey, coach, that's how it happens sometimes.
So I have
that's
no
how it happens sometimes, coach. But, you know what I will do, man? I commend you. I commend you for at least turning your game off, taking the going to the thread and closing out the app instead of coming to the thread and giving up excuses for why you lost and how you shouldn't have lost and all of that. Just like, that's the worst. Whenever you take an L and somebody come to the group and start talking crazy, it's just like, you gotta take the L's just as much as you take the W's, man. So,
absolutely.
As much as he was pissed off, because obviously nobody liked to lose, but at least you took that L and you disappeared, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, buddy, back. So, hey, keep on coaching them forward, coach. So, yeah, I enjoyed the games today. The games were – it was like a bowl game day or something. I enjoyed some good old football in the office. So, I appreciate Supreme guys out there competing and continue to compete at all costs. So, as we move forward, what are some of the expectations you're seeing, coach? People are starting to show themselves. What are your thoughts as far as who's going to make it out of these conferences? Who's going to make it out of these divisions?
Ooh, man, I always say it, man. You know, it's always – I love to, you know, do them – you know, way too early predictions, but
we are, man.
You know, with only six games left between each team, man. Obviously, you know, I'm gonna take myself. I should be able to lock in that number.
Oh, y'all's a front runner, man. Y'all out there. Oh, yeah.
I should definitely be able to take on that number one seed, get myself a bye, and since I'm going to get that bye, I'm hoping that the Chiefs is definitely going to get the number two seed. We still play the Chiefs. Chiefs is on our schedule. So we play them as well. So we're going to see how that game go. But I think that if we get that number one and Chiefs get the two, then it'll come down to the Chiefs and the Browns. And I think they cancel each other out. I have obviously just a little gimme game in the divisional round. And I have to play either the Chiefs or the Browns in that conference championship, which I think that, you know, if I play smart and I play playoff football, I could definitely get through into the Super Bowl. Now, who I will play in the Super Bowl, my predictions right now, it's tough, man. I just can't see nobody that's going to be able to stop these runners, man. I think that the Rams is going to be able to come back out again, because when it's time to him play playoff football, he played very sound. Between the Rams, I think it'd be the Rams and the Cowboys going to be playing in that conference championship. And
speaking of those Cowboys,
to be honest with you
in there, coach, just wanted to see if we got any technical difficulties corrected, but hey, continue on. We want to bring that coach on sometime.
Yeah,
we can hear you right there. Coach, can you hear us now? How's it going over there in the Cowboy camp?
Oh, man, we're just grinding, man. Had a pretty rough start going 0-2, a couple of sports losses in and down.
Mm-hmm.
I've streak here lately, trying to keep riding away.
Hey, coach, we're going to need you to get a little bit louder. We can't really hear you. It sounds like you're kind of far away from your mic.
That coach on location, we understand, coach, but keep chiming in so we can know if your audio quality getting better. But we appreciate you being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but like I said, if it came down to it, man, I would hope that if the Cowboys and the Rams was playing against each other, I hope that the Cowboys can get through, because just me being on blatantly honest, man, I like my chances against that Cowboys roster versus that damn Rams roster. Hey, listen, man, that Rams roster is something. That Rams roster is something. Nah, crazy.
I'm gonna call him out. This guy's going on.
Glad you think that.
Hey, man.
I got two wins for you. I hope we meet.
Ooh.
We can hear you now, Coach. Hey, look, you know, I really do appreciate it, Coach. Coach went on, I don't know where he went. Maybe he went on a cruise or something.
Week
4 or 5, man. No, I don't know what the hell BA was doing, but he did something, man, and he was out of pocket.
Well, see, he
gave me one of them wins.
He back.
He gave me one of them wins.
I was up in the mouth of Colorado.
Okay, Colorado. Yeah, oh, you're getting cool. That extreme supreme.
Yeah, so hopefully he can give me a good run for my money in that Super Bowl, because that's going to be my pickums, man. What about you, McNeil? Who you got in your pickums to get to the bowl? Predictions, early predictions.
Man, you doing your thing, man. So I definitely can see y'all boys in there, man. But obviously the shit, man. I think Manzi has a point to prove, man. So
he been falling off that mountain so many times. What you gonna do, old Manzi?
Yeah,
good for it. But what you gonna?
I think Manzi. I think Manzi got a point to prove, man. So I think Manzi might be in that thing, man.
Hey,
we're going to see.
Ooh-wee.
Listen, just know that if YPA facing against Fat Ass in the Super Bowl, it should be a landslide, and I'm not taking no fucking mercy. Please believe it.
I know he's ready. I know he's going to be ready. I know that.
Hey.
So that'll be a... I have my popcorn ready for that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. What you got? What you got, Joe? Who you think?
Man, I ain't going to lie, man. I've been liking how them Buccaneers been grinding. I feel that run game going to be playoff ready. And he got a takeaway defense. He got a top defense that takes away, that scores the ball when they take away. And that's a game-breaking play that's bound to happen in the playoffs. I think he got stifled last year in the playoffs, and you're going to have to go through the gauntlet, but I see those Bucks having a good chance from the NFC. And then the AFC, somebody who's due, Browns are due, but we're in that middle of the season slump that they're dealing with, so I'm going to have to retract that and see. I think the Patriots look nice. Of course, I know he's made some good moves, but as far as being ready to scale the mountain that he's come down a couple times in this Madden, I think he's positioned himself to do that. That's why he made so many moves in the before trade deadline. So I can see it being a Buccaneers Cowboys, a Buccaneers Saints again, NFC Championship, and then I can see a Chiefs Patriots on the AFC side. And so I'll go with I might have to say Yam gets into the Super Bowl, but he might fall short this time. We'll see. But I got.
We didn't say shit about predictions in the Super Bowl, man. We don't say
he's gonna be. We gonna put you up there and see what you gonna do. Yeah, Coach. So that's how I feel about it. Anybody else want to interject anything about these predictions before we move forward?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. As far as what I think, Saints playoffs, give respect to them there, and they'll be there. I hope to pick myself or the Rams and the defending champs. One of us will be a representative of the NFC this year.
AFC,
the Patriots, right now, the top two. Brown, definitely tough.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Dark Horse have a winning record. Broncos out of nowhere.
Okay, those Broncos, okay.
And yeah, once people get to playoffs, anything can happen. That's all I do for the trip. So I like myself to make it. No time to go for number three.
Just stay in tune. how it goes out here. He's coming anytime, but we're here ready to wrap up this particular Supreme Roundup. So I got
for
my
sure,
coach.
For sure. But listen, coach, I know we back online, man. Hey, like Joe said, take a dip if this happens. We back up and running. But is there any games left that we haven't got to choose yet that you know of?
I think the only one is probably the Panthers and Falcons, I believe. I think we know who's gonna win between the Giants and the Redskins, and then we also got
Seahawks Cardinals tomorrow.
Okay, Seahawks Cardinals. I think we're gonna go with Seahawks, and then we got the Steelers and the Colts.
It'd be a good game, but
hold on. The ones we ain't finished yet. Let's go ahead. We can do the last pick'ems.
Let's do it
before we wrap this thing up, man.
Do the juicy ones.
All right. Steelers and the damn Colts.
So, man, the Steelers going to run that ball. They got Mixon's like, oh, not Mixon, sorry. He got a different name, sorry. But he's like a top four running back. He gasses you when he gets to play good defense. I got Steelers.
Y'all boys thought I was playing when I told y'all about them Steelers, man. Whenever I played them, when I played them last year in the playoffs, and he almost beat my ass. I said, yeah. Okay. Yeah, boys is really coming with it. So, like I said, the Steelers not playing, man. If you play him, he may drop a game here or there, but if he come to play like how he, like with his A game, it ain't too many teams that could really just, you know, stick with him. So I'm rolling with the Steelers, man. The coach fell off the wayside.
When you get tape on you and Supreme, it's like a sophomore slump for a quarterback. Your first year, you're going to come out hot. That second year, we know what you got going on, Colts. Welcome to
season. Man. That's what happened when you're in a stream league, man. You can have your nice little scheme, but you better believe that scheme going to have to get real fucking enhanced by that second season, because motherfuckers is watching some games. If you got a winning record or you win at least 11 or 12 games a season, you better believe when your shit go up, boys is tuning in.
There's going to be eyes watching.
I get about 3 viewers. I appreciate the 3 to be watching me, baby. We're going to grow. Hey, we going to grow. Who we got next, coach?
The only other one that probably will be interesting will be the Panthers and the Falcons.
If we can get the boys on the field, well, don't start feeling sorry for yourself now. I'm always on your corner, babe. You got to play your games, man. Don't do us like that. You got to catch that power earlier, man.
Hey, my man said he wasn't going to play his game because he had to catch power. I mean, I done heard some crazy shit, but that's one of the craziest shits I ever done heard. That man,
like, you actually told us that, dog. You got to keep that to you. Hey, bro, because I watched Eddie Power, but I made sure to get that game. So, man, keep the shit supreme.
Come on, man. We ain't in 96 no more where we watching where we watching Sopranos at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Where if you don't catch it live, you don't catch it. Bruh, that shit is on demand. Like, you can play a game and immediately watch that shit right after, man. That's a wild boy, man.
I think the Falcons win that one, man. The Falcons is gonna like slow drip run that thing with his running back like 30 times if he got to.
Yeah, I got Falcons on that one as well.
You know what? If that game you play, which I don't know if it will, but if it get played, I'm rolling with the Panthers, man. I'm telling you, the Panthers can actually play. They just get frustrated against boys who do the heavy run shit, but the Falcons is kind of 50-50. Well, not 50-50, but 60-40. He still will throw it a little bit, so I think he will be engaged and he will play, like I said, if the game get played. I think we got B.A. back on the line. B.A., you want to pick this one?
Yeah, I like the Falcons. To your point.
Okay, we got the Falcons on the coach.
Listen, you're gonna have to get closer to your mic and do something. Just kind of nice. Sound like you like.
Mic's almost in my mouth. I promise.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But it's all good. I got you. You picked Falcons, so you good. Mac, what's the next one we got? Have we did Texans Bills yet?
Nah, Texans and the Bills. I mean, Texans are struggling right now. They're 1-1.
That's the toilet bowl.
Hey, look, boys asleep. The Texans are in a motherfucking slump right now, man. 1-7. I know the Bills is 0-8, but the Texans is in a motherfucking slump. Hey, look, I'm going off the record, man. The Bills finna pull out their first win of the season. I'm rolling with the Bills, man.
Oh man,
sheesh!
Man. I ain't gonna kick my man while he down, bro. I'm gonna say Texas, man. He gonna find a way.
Who you got, Mac? Who you got? Man, I talked to Keon yesterday. Man, he traded me his first round draft picks. I'm like, bro, I want you to win, but at the same time, I want you to lose, bro.
Hey, that's how I'm saying this game, man. This business, this is just friendship.
Ah, shit, bro. But shit, I'm going to have to go with the Texans on this one, man. All right, Mac Rowan with the Texans. B.A., who you got?
B.A., who you
got? Texans.
Texans.
Okay. Texans.
You sound more clear, too, so that's cool. Let's see. We got the oh, man. Let me see, which one? Jags and the Jets.
That'll be a good one to watch, man. It's gonna be some good football.
Oh man, I know the Jets very well. I'm rolling with the Jets on this one, man. The Jets can play ball. He just can't play ball against me.
Look, man, I done figured out whenever Joker start going against Bill on this show, he gonna win with them Jaguars. So I'm gonna roll with the Jaguars because I feel like Tua gonna throw some bombs to Thomas and ain't gonna be nothing Jets can do about it.
Nah, I'm going to roll with the Jets on this one.
Jets a close one.
Jets, hey, listen. It's going to be some good football. Hey,
Joe, you don't even – I guess you, since he's not in your conference, you don't know. The Jets probably got one of the top five rosters in the damn league. That nigga team's so cold. I don't know why he can't put it together, but I'm telling you right now, exactly. Shit, he damn near had a first round, but no, he got the wild card.
I had 11 wins. We remember the season.
Maybe if his opponent is running the ball, but passing the ball on him, no.
Huh.
That nigga got some thumpers out there, and they all can cover. So trust me on that.
Yeah, I see. Jamal Adams is usually a weekly leader in either forced fumbles or tackles for loss. So that guy's somehow coming out there.
Yeah, I think he might have 3 DBs of the year with that guy. So McNeil, we got any more, or was that the last one? I think we got the Giants and the Redskins. That's the last one.
Ooh,
I think we all gonna roll with the Redskins on that one. Even though the Giants, shit, what they got? 3-5. Giants got a couple of wins on there.
Help from the Seahawks, so them boys might start a little slump going on over there. Little slump might start, but we looking to doggone go and get one on the Cardinals. So. We ain't worried about it.
Is everybody rolling with the Redskins on that one?
I'm rolling with Redskins. The Redskins, no, they need 11, 12 wins in that conference.
Yeah, they're going to have to just to get out of there, especially going against BA.
And
most of the time leading the division and win. So when it comes to that, it's really about wild card. And really in the NFC, a wild card just ain't easy because NFC South, NFC North, and the NFC East all got very good units that can definitely get two wins. So I'm gonna say wild card in the NFC, you gotta have it to get the 6th seed. You need to be at least 12-4 minimum.
Gee whiz,
crazy!
We don't even know that.
Crazy.
But we gonna grow up to that.
Hey, look, man. Stepping stones, Joe. But look, hey, we gonna wrap this thing up, man. All I want to say is, I appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, getting them damn games in, man. We advanced today at noon, and by 7 o'clock, I think we had
70%.
70% of the games in, man. Boys is, I'm telling you, boys is itching to play these games, man. They getting them out the way. I'm really not sure about what the fuck most of y'all do for occupation. Y'all ass can just play all goddamn day during the day, man.
I love it. Keep that shit coming.
Hey, boys in here, man. I think everybody in this bitch sell drugs or something, man. Hey, boys can't be in the office. I'm going to tell you that right now. Boys can't be in the office.
But Eisenberg's, man.
but go ahead, man. Go ahead, Joe. Wrap this thing.
Hey, we appreciate each and every coach, man. Continue to keep this shit supreme, competing at all costs. We appreciate our special guest, 2-time champion B BA them Cowboys, man. Appreciate the coach being on. We got Coach McNeely over the Eagles in Yam City with the Patriots running the show right now. Who gonna take them down? Hey, it's your boy Joe. Big up! This is Supreme.